What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Binged Podcast, episode number 10. We made it a full 10. Right after
Game of Thrones. That's enough, right?
Yeah, we're done.
Time to pack up.
We're done.
We're done. Okay. right after Game of Thrones episode number 8 aired last night. Today is June 13th, 2016. Today, we have John. Hi, John.
Hi. I don't know why I waved this, but...
You're booger-filled.
Yeah, consider yourself welcomed. If you missed the pre-show, then you have no idea why it's booger-filled.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, we record live for everybody to watch on YouTube if you really want to. You don't have to, but whatever. But you missed John.
You really sold that. Yeah,
you missed John blowing into a party favor with his nose, and a booger fell out. So,
yeah.
We also have Brian.
Hi.
No boogers there.
No.
Unless you want them.
Just a moving bed.
I'll put them all up in ya.
All right. Look, there's the moving
bed. There
he
goes again.
What are you doing back there, Brian? You're pointing at the wrong
Jesus.
Direction.
How did you mess that up?
It's mirrored. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Wait, hang on.
How's it mirrored? Your shirt is not mirrored. It says Star Wars.
If I hold this up, that's my right hand, but it's like stage right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When you're in Skype, everything's mirrored for you, but it's not actually...
Oh. All right.
We're done. All right. Great podcast.
I need a gif of that.
See you later.
Anyone that's watching live.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, how are you, Jordan?
I'm good. I'm tired. Ready to do the podcast. I had a power outage last night with...
Oh my God, it was so perfect.
With 5 minutes left of the show left. It's like 10 o'clock, not even 10 o'clock. And my power goes out right when the waif walks into that room with Arya... And she closes the door, and then my lights went out. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. So
and
then,
Brian and Brian and I were together, and we told Jordan that Arya died.
Yeah.
It's like, well, too bad she died.
I texted them on because we have
oh
a
my
chat.
God, I'm so angry.
I was like, guys, there was like 2 minutes left of the show left, and my power went out. And then John's like, oh, yeah, Arya died a horrible death. I was like, why the fuck would you tell me that? And he was like, I'm so sorry. I just figured. And there really wasn't a whole lot of chat after that. So I was like, something's weird. And my power came back an hour later. I watched the show. Arya didn't die.
No.
And then I messaged him back saying, power's back. You lying sons of bitches. They thought it was
Oh, shit.
Man. But.
We have fun here.
Last night's show. Game of Thrones,
last
episode number 8.
Show.
It was
no
okay.
One.
It was all right. It was another... setup episode essentially.
No
but
one.
They kinda,
more like no one liked it.
It was okay.
It was all right.
It was all
right. Wasn't the worst.
I did not mind it. There was some theories kind of shut down essentially, or at least
all of them
postponed. there are quite a few fan theories after last night's episode and ongoing ones. We'll talk about those later with Brian.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Brian, what did you think? I mean, I guess we already got your rundown, but...
I liked a lot of it, but I was telling John that essentially it feels like George R.R. Martin got us all here, and now he's like, okay, here you go, make some decisions, and the writer's like, who are you, Arya? Are you no one? I'm Arya Stark! And then, like, that's like... You can feel it. You can feel the change of pace.
But it should be common sense. Like, if any writer could have written Game of Thrones, it wouldn't have been as good as it is now. It took one... No. George R. R. Martin, like... they should have, like, trusted him and had him way more involved. It's his story.
Yeah.
And, like...
But that's the thing, though, is that people still need to understand that there is going to be a difference between the books and the show. And
right.
There always
and
has
it's
been
turning out to be a bad one.
How do you know?
Kind
though?
Of.
Well, that's the thing, though, because if the series was verbatim the book, who really would want to read the books after the show came out? Or
everyone.
Vice versa?
Brian. Brian would.
That's like everyone that read the books already wanted to watch the show, and that like made it good. Like, Brian knew everything that was going to happen, but you still really liked the show.
Yeah, it was my favorite show of all
time. And minor differences are one thing, but like when they just take Arya's whole storyline and they literally walked up to us last night and went, "Never mind," just one fucking season and a half, just whoop, gone.
We're done here.
Yeah.
But I think there's more to it still. I think there's still more to Arya's story and not just you spent your time here.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I think
that's
John,
that's not what's happening. Like there's
I think John
more.
Was just referring to the Braavos plot line.
No,
that's
I'm not
really
saying
Arya
is done. I'm just saying that a season and a half that we spent in Braavos just kind of meh.
Yep.
But I mean it kind of developed Arya still though. I mean
a little there was character development, but you know,
she's off on her own, literally over in the Essos area we talked about.
The ARP?
I don't know. I'm trying to remain unbiased that I'm like my expectations.
Jordan, tell us how you really felt about the episode. This does not.
Okay.
This does not. You don't mean that like Game of Thrones is terrible, but like last night's episode, did it let you down?
No.
You're trying to make him say it.
I know.
Really sad,
I'm
actually.
Trying to like.
No, I mean,
Jordan,
like,
just tell everyone you hated it.
No, I hate you, Brian.
Oh, all good. You said Brian.
Why'd you say Brian?
Because.
I'm glad you hate Brian.
No, I don't know. The show wasn't bad. I honestly, 100% my opinion was it was good. My expectations weren't too high anyway to begin with. Because
maybe that's
I knew
my
it was,
problem.
It was just another setup episode.
Yeah, how dare we expect something from a show we love?
I expect a lot out of next week's episode.
Yeah.
And if that lets me down, that's when I can bitch about it.
That's if it isn't all about the Battle of the Bastards, I'll be quite sad.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's a stupid title and I hate it.
Yeah.
Why is that a stupid title?
It's just like they could just call the other
they
one Arya.
They could have just called it Fightin'.
That would have been better. Fightin' and tits. Just like,
oh god.
But no, Battle of the Bastards. Yeah. Like
I mean, from
it could have been called Winterfell. It could have been called anything else. Really would have done fine.
Yep. Yeah, Brian. Why don't you write the show?
Well, I mean, the titles are like given too much away. Like, no,
exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, no one.
They really are.
Like, wonder what that episode's about.
Yeah, the door. Clearly.
Well,
okay,
obviously.
Nobody knew about that.
Yeah, that was
until it happened.
During the podcast, the episode of Bins, when we like, okay, this episode title leaked, we're like, what the fuck is the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all thought it had something to do about.
I'm pretty sure I threw Stannis in there somehow.
Yeah,
you
fuck
did
John.
Somehow. No,
I'm happy. I'm happy. Brienne came out and said he's dead. I killed him.
Yeah, like, and you were like, he's dead, and John was like, he might
still
be there.
Yeah, good lord.
Oh. So yeah,
shit.
I guess we can let more anger out later, but let's go through the episode.
Let's do it.
Okay. We start out
the episode
making some music for us.
Yeah, that was the jingle.
Why don't you play welcome. Some booger horn for us?
Okay. The episode.
This is really depressing. Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
A little bit.
First part of the episode is we're in King's Landing. We're with Lady Crane, Arya's hiding out.
Wait, what? You
King's
said King's
Landing.
Landing?
Duh. Yeah, my bad. Not King's
Braavos?
Landing.
Braavos?
Yes, Braavos. Lady Crane. We're with Lady Crane. She's doing the show. Sorry. I'm a little out of it today.
It's okay.
Arya's hiding out like in her little corner, bleeding out, and Lady Crane...
Like you do.
Help. Yeah, Lady Crane comes, helps her... And
dude,
gave her.
I want to come like rub your head or something.
Come.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, Jordan, it's okay. You're gonna make it through this.
One big breath.
What do we say to the god of death?
Not today. She was given milk of the poppy against her will. Almost, she's like, "No, I don't want it." And Lady Crane was like, "It'll help, and you'll go to sleep." At this point, I was like, she's going to go to sleep. Waif's going to show up and just stab her some more.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought was going to happen. Waif did show up later, but not right now. She goes, we don't know how long she's.
I mean, the whole theory of Arya is not Arya getting stabbed really got kind of shut down.
See, I didn't believe it like when it started. Like right after last week's episode. You know, there was some fan theory that Arya was actually Jaqen H'ghar, because he owed her a life still, which is not true.
But I mean, you have to be fair. They were, since there wasn't a twist, they were just flat out inconsistent with her character.
This is true.
Like, that was a mistake in the show, and it made everyone think that, like, there's going to be some good twist. And there was, like, a couple. There was, I almost said Caesar Milan.
Why?
We're all off our A-game today.
Sirio could have been, like, coming back, or it was Jaqen that got stabbed. But it was none of that, and it was just an inconsistent character. And
what makes you say it was inconsistent?
Like... Okay.
Because she was like walking around like, well, I don't have anything to worry about.
She wasn't number one, she wasn't acting like Arya. Two,
we don't know how much time had
I know,
been
but
between
if
so, those
it,
episodes.
She knows them.
It was silly. That was very silly of her to do that.
She knows them. Like, that's her mistake for not like carrying needle and getting the shit stabbed out of her.
Like, even if it was a year. No. Silliness. She might have been baiting the waif though. I was thinking about that earlier. That's but regardless, possible. she did too good of a job because she got stabbed a bunch.
She got stabbed.
She got fucking prison shanked.
She twist.
I love that scene. Sound effect. Somebody do this. Somebody take that clip from Game of Thrones and take the actual sound effect out and put Jordan's sound effect in. I want that.
And the twist.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That would be awesome.
The next scene, it was my favorite scene because the Hound is just, he's the Hound again. Shows up and just decapitates three people almost immediately.
You mean the Mountain?
With a fucking...
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. You're John. Right. I'm just going to see myself out.
No, you stay here. I love that. That was
what
so
the
awesome.
Fuck happened to you guys?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
We spent too much time before the podcast.
Yeah,
seriously.
Blown boogers into horns and stuff.
And my internet going out for like 20 minutes. Anyway. No, that was super awesome. We meet up with the guys. I don't even know who that crowd was because I don't think we'd seen them before. Like those four people that he just came up and shanked. Like they weren't part of that pillaging, were they? I didn't think so.
The two were Lem Lemoncloak and the bald guy.
Okay.
The other two, I think, were new. Okay. Or maybe not. Honestly, they were fucking throwaway characters. Who cares?
They're dead now.
They had a grand total of like 10 seconds screen time, and then they got murdered.
The Lem Lemoncloak guy was actually like a bigger character in the books. It just.
Yeah.
He wasn't an asshole, which is sad.
And then I know we come back to that story almost near the end of the episode where he meets up with the rest of the Brotherhood, but we'll get to that. Right after that, we're back at Meereen. And just Tyrion and Varys were chatting.
Yeah, Tyrion, we're seeing Varys off because he's going back to Westeros.
Yeah, for something. Yeah. Not really, I don't really remember why, but he said something about it. And yeah,
I was at so Brian and I were we watched it together at Brian's sister's house.
Yeah,
and their dogs hate me for whatever reason, and I didn't hear what anything that was said during that scene. I didn't hear any of it because I coughed or something, and the dogs were sleeping, but one of them in particular was just waiting for me to make a noise so it could just bark at my face. And I made a noise, and it barked at me for like 5 minutes, and I missed what they said. But Varys walked away.
Yeah,
you guys, you're like, what'd they say? I was just like, Varys, leave.
I'm sure it plays a part in something later, but it really didn't mean anything. I like the episode, the scene with Tyrion a little later. Next up, we're with Cersei in the Red Keep. The Sparrows come to take her, and she's not going to let that happen. And Sir Robert Strong kind of just grabs a guy by the neck and pulls his head off.
Rips his head and his spine out of his
fucking
body.
Fucking sub-zeroed him right there. Yeah, like he just fatalied him from Mortal Kombat.
Fatality. It was like,
we got like the line paper that we've been waiting for like all season. The I Choose Violence line.
I Choose Violence.
Oh, yeah. This is true.
It was lame.
Yeah. I was expecting a little more from that scene. I thought he was just going to go ape shit and the sparrows were going to try to kill him and, you know, he was going to kill more of them, but he only killed the one.
You know what's funny? What? That everybody knew what was going to happen there.
Yeah.
Like, internet detectives on, like, Reddit had put together a promo shot of the mountain with, like, you can't see me, but he had, like, the holes in his chest armor.
Yeah.
And then they literally said, hey, the sparrows have that weapon. And I'm like, I bet he's going to hit him with it and then die.
Jesus, how do you pay attention that well?
Well, I don't know. But, yeah, so I was like, huh. And I was like, well, look at that.
That's what happened.
It's exactly what happened, yeah.
Good job. Good job, Reddit. We're very proud of you.
Person on Reddit who we will give no credit to.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. Brian.
No credit for Reddit.
Next up, your bed's moving. We're at the Riverlands. Brian shows up with Podrick to talk to Jamie.
That was a that was the best scene in the movie. The show.
See, wow. What's wrong with you, Brian?
The show. Yeah, the show. Yeah. Everything else was kind of weak, but that was...
I liked the catch-up with Podrick and Bronn. Like, that was kind of cool.
They had such a fucking kind of switcheroo moment in I think it was the trailer for this episode or the, like, next time on Game of Thrones or whatever. They had, like... They showed a clip of Jaime and Brienne talking, and then they interjected a scene from when he was talking to Edmure about, like, him... Always like just only wanted to get back to Cersei.
Oh yeah,
and like it seemed like he was really aggressive with Brienne. Like that's how it made that like the cut made it seem.
Yeah,
but they were totally buds, and I was really happy to see that. I was actually like kind of like about the whole thing, but then that came out. I was like, oh okay.
Yeah, you're right. I felt the same way about that, but yeah, I was happy the way that was because Jaime and Brienne are still kind of like a little bit of sexual tension there.
That one fucking scene where he saw her roaring away and he waved with the gold hand.
Yeah, I thought that was, of course, like, it was
why
the
would
gold
you
hand.
Choose that hand?
Yeah,
he's like, oh, he probably started doing it. He's like, oh, this was dumb. Okay, keep rolling. Yeah. Just get through it, Jamie. Come on.
That was cute. Yeah, that was after they got in the castle, which was
cute.
Pretty crazy move. Next up, we're in the throne room and Cersei just gets put down and so happy about this. She's like, I'm going to go stand next to my son.
Along with Clegane Bowl.
Along with all the hype ever.
Yeah.
Essentially, I just fucking cried.
It was like they have, it's like they word things because they know.
Yeah, they really
like, these theories and they word them. So it's just like one sentence, like all this hype was just like.
This entire episode, like even back to when the mountain showed up with the Brotherhood Without Banners and Beric Dondarrion was still alive. I highly doubt that we're going to see any Catelyn this season. So
it may not be a Catelyn, but we'll get into that. I think there still might be a Lady Stoneheart.
Okay, interesting. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that, Jordan.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's no more trial by combat for Cersei. So she's going to be, who knows? I don't know like if she's actually going to go to trial with the sparrows, but essentially that's what's going to happen because Tommen was like, the trial by combat, that sucks. I guess we'll see. Like it anymore.
That's against the faith.
I have a note to put because I have something I want to mention that I had forgotten previously. Okay. Just until like we saw that episode, I was like, oh, lordy.
So, oh, lordy, lordy.
Just like that, huh?
I'll put a note. You continue talking.
Okay. Next up, we're back at Marine, and this was a really good scene. I thought it was kind of... Really, I don't think it really played a huge part in anything. I always say every scene in Game of Thrones matters for something, but this one was...
Fuck that scene. I hated it so much.
It was awkward as shit, but it was kind of funny after it started rolling.
The scene with Tyrion making jokes and drinking with Grey Worm or Missandei.
Yes, exactly.
Dude.
I thought it was funny.
Pissed me off just because we only have so much time left and they...
They throw like, that in there.
I feel like they shortened Arya's plot line to make room for that scene. like that's what fucked everything up, is the Missandei Grey Worm sexual tension. Like, why? Like, come on. Anything else would be fine.
Grey Worm was
I liked it. Grey Worm, God damn it.
Grey Worm was just like, your jokes suck.
Yeah.
I make joke. Ha ha ha. And then they like lose it.
Ha ha.
Anything with Tyrion in it,
Tyrion
I appreciate.
Told, yeah, that was...
Yes. Spit it out! Spit it out! That was dumb. whatever. We're back at the Riverlands. Next scene, Jamie and Edmure. I honestly lost attention at this point.
You did?
Yeah, a little bit. There was a lot of talking.
That scene was almost copy pasted from like the book.
Oh, was it?
That entire monologue he had about
I love the fucking catapulting his baby. Yeah,
that was from the book. I was so happy. Awesome. It was like a change a little bit if I remember right, but otherwise that was
I fucking good. Love badass Jamie.
He did
one
a good
of my
job.
Favorite characters in the whole show.
He was good.
I wonder that if like since him and Brienne had that agreement where if he could do everything non-violently, he would send the forces north. Or, you know, I wonder if they're actually going to follow through with that.
I think they were.
I mean,
I think that's like what was happening.
And they're weaponless, but it's still men, you know.
Yeah. I still think that they were actually on their way out of the castle. Like,
yeah.
Because the way that they showed it is like everybody was like dropping their weapons and like walking and moving away. That's what I think that it actually happened.
I hope. You know. Yeah. Also, why the fuck did Brienne and Pod have to run away in a rowboat? They were fine with the Lannisters. The only person who died was the Blackfish because he's a stubborn asshole.
Yeah. I don't know. That was kind of strange.
I think that's going back to the, I would say, less than perfect writing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why? Fuck.
Yeah. But, God. But yeah, Edmure kind of walks into the castle and was just like, I'm Lord here. Obey me. Let them into the castle.
That was kind of silly, but I liked how it went.
It went, yeah, it was really cool. Very interesting, I guess is a better way to put it. Super weird. I don't know. This episode was kind of strange, but I liked that it was long and there was a lot of content. You could tell that the season's starting to wrap up.
Yeah, I really hope that we get something good. I have a feeling that we're going to lose Melisandre soon.
You think so?
Well, there was a scene in the next time on Game of Thrones with Davos looking very angry.
Yeah.
What if he finds out they burned Shireen?
I think that's, you're right. That's pretty, I'm almost certain that's what happens.
I mean, she has like fulfilled her like arc. You know what I mean? She's finished her story. She brought Jon back to life. So
yeah.
Well, wasn't there a scene with Jon for the next time on Game of Thrones where he was like, if I fall, don't bring me back.
Yeah, he was talking to Melisandre.
Oh, I guess he was. I thought he was talking to Sansa for some reason. Maybe I was kind of
hey, Sansa.
I was kind of droning out towards that point.
That was Melisandre out there. So I was gonna say we haven't seen her since the first episode or the second, really. We haven't seen her in a while.
I like her.
She's a good character.
Yeah. She's an interesting character. Yeah. Especially now that she's like questioning herself and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can tell she's just kind of like hiding and like questioning everything that she's done. Like, was I on the right path this whole time? Blah, blah, blah.
Should I have burnt that kid? Because I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah. That was bad. Next scene. Daenerys is back.
But what a fucking...
That was such a lame. He's like, hello.
Yeah, but she walks in like pissed because she sees, you know, thousands of boats just catapulting the city, and she gets in and was like, who the fuck did this? Like, which one of you fuckers caused this?
I don't think I think she was just like, what's going on?
No, just like, she looked
it
pissed.
Was such a like a superhero Maybe. Entrance, which is so lame.
It was so like plot device, like immediately, like she's just like, oh, next episode stuff.
Am I wrong in saying that it feels like Game of Thrones is becoming just your typical predictable TV show?
I think it is just because they're running out of time so quickly.
And I don't even mean predictable as in like, oh, the fans know what's happening next. Like, oh, they're proving our theories correct. Because they're not even doing that.
No.
They're just doing it as like, as a normal watcher. Like the way it's paced, like, okay, Meereen's under attack. Shocker. The next move is Daenerys rides in on a dragon. Well, no shit. Like, that doesn't... Now I'm not afraid. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
As soon as I saw the...
is rough because, like, the first episode, we were questioning the season. But this season has been so good up until, like, this point where I'm just like, okay, I feel like I'm these are just wasting my time.
It's seriously, as soon as I saw the boats in the harbor, I looked over to Bridget and I was just like, Drogon's going to show up and burn those. Like, immediately. Because it's...
But, I mean, you kind of get to a point, though, like, everybody's dived into this story so much that they've dug up everything there is to dig up. It's not the fact that, like, the show's becoming really predictable. It's that we know so much about the story. Like,
but there was
an article that I think somebody sent me that George R. R. Martin had this thing where he's like, you guys figured it out. He's like, you guys know just about everything about the rest of the story.
Like, but that's the thing, Jordan. So we knew, John, how that was gonna like happen. We know this whole like what his parentage is and stuff. When we saw him come back to life, we were hyped. When we saw like this theory begin to become proven through Bran's storyline, we were excited about it. It's like predictable in that way is fine because like that's exciting to see because that's a good story.
Yeah.
But it's not even predictable in proving the theories that we have. They're not even going along with the theories we have. Like if we would have saw Catelyn, even though we kind of expected it, that would have been awesome. But exactly. It's becoming the storyline and the pacing is what's predictable at this point. Like in the episodes that it's like, I don't know.
John, I have this weird feeling right now. Like I can't really explain it, but it's like agree with you. Like I've never felt it.
You two never agree.
I know.
Yeah, but I completely agree with what you just said. That was like you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
It's just like in the whole Arya thing.
Yeah.
Even from the title of the episode, you know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And it's just like, I know she's not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just we know there's more to her storyline. And it would have been 1,000 times better if there was some twist, even though we expected it. But it just wasn't. It was just...
You really expected her, though, to just be able to walk out of there?
No, what but that was like... It was like, oh, I bet there's some really crazy thing happening, and she's disguised as blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, nope, it's the most simple thing, and see ya. Like, it was just so straightforward.
It wasn't very Game of Thrones-y. Exactly. It was like typical TV show...
Yes.
Something. I don't know. And I honestly think it's because it's the writers don't have the capacity that George R. R. Martin does.
Or maybe they don't have the time because he can just do whatever he wants. I mean, they have to finish up in 2 seasons.
Right.
Well, 3.5 or 2.5 seasons rather.
True.
Yeah.
Jordan, what do you think?
I don't know. I think that my expectations are probably a little too high, and I don't know. It's hard to call.
You sound defeated.
Sounds like my expectations are too high too. Because like, well, I mean, this on me. Because Game of Thrones is really fucking good. My expectations are put this high because of them.
True.
How could they
not
be
this stuff up
this high? Like it's like I was saying. It's just the writers are like petering it out, and they need to end the show. So, like, they're just taking the path of least resistance. They don't have time for all these,
but
like,
Brian,
intricate
they
twists.
Do. Like,
they only have, like, less than 20 episodes
but
left.
But, Brian, it feels like...
Like 15.
Okay, you would think that since they have less episodes, they would be putting more in the episodes and stuffing them full of storyline. They're not.
Yeah.
Like these past, okay, so the first episode we were all kind of like, but the rest, it was moving. Like every episode was so good. That's where the whole Jordan thing came from, where every scene means something. And that's what they were doing. These past 3 episodes don't mean anything. Like,
well,
just
specific scenes. Like, why? I wish they wouldn't waste time with the, like I said, the Tyrion Missandei stuff. And just like, these like 5-minute scenes of like actual awkward silence, and it's just like, I mean, you could like have something happen, you know, or like cut to the fact that there's like slavers in the bay.
Even the like Daenerys stuff got good. Like for a second, you and I were like, or I think all of us were like, well, Daenerys' storyline is kind of it's kind of predictable. Like obviously Drogon's going to come in and blah. That didn't even happen. They really like they really nailed that, the way she just took the Dothraki with her.
Yeah.
And then the next episode she's shouting like, "Oh my god, women power, and I'm your leader. Come with me. Fight for me." And then it was just like, "What did you do? What did you just do?" And everything in Marine was really awesome with Tyrion like trying to learn the ropes. And it was even awesome that he fucked up. In this episode, it was like, oh, okay, cool. This is building more onto that storyline. And then right when they get in trouble, of course, Daenerys flies in on Drogon.
Yeah.
Are you glad I did this?
Yes.
What did you do?
I flew.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
this is a sad episode of Binged.
we're all super disappointed. But
yeah, no.
But I mean, I kind of took it with a little bit of a grain of salt. Way too many A's.
Right.
I'm really expecting a lot out of 9 and 10.
And you have to at this point.
If it doesn't deliver, then I will truly be able to like agree with you guys that like this season isn't going anywhere. Like, so we had one kind of meh episode. It's not, I mean, yeah, you're right. The show kind of got a little predictable. It's like, oh, that happened. Cool, cool, cool. Nothing was really like, oh my God, like we didn't get a Lady Stoneheart. We didn't see Catelyn. We didn't see a super twist with Arya. She just fucking left. Like, yeah. You're right. Not a whole lot really happened this episode. I think like they really, I don't know. 9 better be badass, because I was reading that like the director of this episode, the director of 9 and 10 of this episode were the directors, it's the same director as 7 and 8 from last season, which is where the big battles with the wildlings and the White Walkers were.
Mm, cool.
Which was, that was a fantastic episode. That's my favorite episode of season 5.
Right.
Yeah. Which was, the whole season was meh, and we had one good episode. It was this guy. So
it's not that I don't think the season's going nowhere. It was just
three
meh episodes in a row were just kind of so from a couple weeks ago, remember I didn't even watch the whole episode all the way through without taking a break, and that's because I'm stupid. That's not on the show.
That was a good episode though.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like, okay, well stuff is getting set up. I think the reason why it's so depressing is because there is so little left of this show. So the more episodes they have that are just set up become episodes that you don't want. Like, yeah. I need this to move.
I agree with you on that. You're right.
I need this to move.
Because we know that after the finale of the season, we have 13 episodes left. We have 6.
And that is scary.
7 or 6, whatever. You're right. Yeah, it does need to pick up a little bit, but I mean, I don't know. Like, there has to be plot development. You're right. But, I mean, I don't know.
And all these theories that are out there that make this really awesome, or that would make it really awesome, the longer and longer.
Wow. Continue.
The longer we go without seeing these makes it a slimmer and slimmer chance that we're going to see them at all. Like, are we going to see Lady Stoneheart? I don't know now.
See, we can come to that once I finish here. There's two like scenes left, and we can get into some of this stuff.
Okay.
I mean, so we see the Hound comes back, catches up with the rest of the Brotherhood, where we see
flips his wiener out.
Yeah, he pisses in the river, and I saw
it was a little bit little dicky head there.
I saw something that, remember when I said everything like means something in a Game of Thrones episode? Him. Well, first off, I love that he took the dead guy's boots. That was
I love that he took his dick out.
He just took the boots off a guy that was mid hang. He was like, "Hey, these fit. These are mine." And he was like wagering, "I'll take two. I want to kill two." And they're like, "No, that's not how we do things. You have to just hang them." So he wanted to slaughter them with the axe. But him pissing in the river was like, somebody said that it was like him pissing on our dreams of, because Catelyn, Lady Stoneheart was supposed to be
in the
river.
Yeah.
So that was like, that's either like a foreshadowing type of thing where the river is going to mean something in the future, or.
No, it wasn't. It was just him pissing, because that's what the show does. It's not.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. We want to be like, we want to dig deeper into this, and that's what we've been doing, and that's what's been so fun.
Yeah.
But the writers are clearly doing the opposite and going the most simple, The simplest route they can go. And, okay, so I got excited yesterday, and I'll tell you why. When I saw the guys hanging, I was like, fucking Lady Stoneheart, because isn't that her thing? Doesn't she hang people?
A little bit.
And then it wasn't that. So I said, whatever, Game of Thrones, do what you want.
Crush my dreams. Go ahead.
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe we'll still see something with the Hound next episode. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I mean, I don't know. The last scene we see, this is the whole Arya finishing up thing. Arya wakes up because the Wave came and slaughtered Lady Crane with just pushing her off of a stool, essentially.
That was really fucking lame, wasn't it?
It really was.
They did a thing in this episode where they didn't show death, like other than the Hound and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they just kind of avoided all of it. Like, yeah, they ran out of budget by burning down Marine.
Yeah. I think a lot of their budget went to next episode. For
probably.
Sure.
Probably. I hope.
Yeah.
Because we got an off-screen death this episode. The fucking Blackfish.
We got two.
Like, they were... Did we get... Oh, wait. What was the other one? Lady Crane?
Yeah. We just see her mangled.
Well, Blackfish was almost a main character, and he just, like, all of it, like, you just, like, oh, he died.
That was so very not Game of Thrones.
And I was just like, is the next scene going to be him running away? Or
yeah, I told Brian when we heard that, when he told Jamie he died in battle, I was like, no, he didn't. But yeah,
like,
he did.
That was so fucking odd. Like, it couldn't just be, like just one little soup to the heart, like, anything, really?
Like, what happened, like, if you don't see them die, then they're not dead.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But this just feels so lame that he has to be dead.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones!
Crazy chase scene.
Assassin's Creed Bravos.
A lot of parkouring with an abdomen wound. She falls down, like, 12 flights of stairs. I wrote into my notes, people were very upset about their fruit.
I know. Dude, like, this fucking girl's bleeding to death, rolling down some stairs, and you're going to make sure your oranges didn't fall out of the basket. Like,
oranges.
No, my oranges. Fuck.
And, like,
the fuck
talk
this
about.
Girl. What's she doing over there bleeding? All over my fruit.
And
all
like,
over my oranges.
Is it just me, or is it really kind of lame that she just kept rolling? Like, you can't stop yourself?
It did take a while.
She wasn't somebody, like flying down those stairs at a maximum velocity. She
I
was
want
just
someone to loop those gifts, like the scenes that they keep
it
rolling.
Probably already exists.
Oh, God, I hope.
But then the Wave, she was obviously, Arya was obviously like leaving blood streaks like on purpose for the Wave to follow her.
At some point, she was. I mean, she still got fucking stabbed.
Yeah, but I mean, there's that one that she walks like past that corner. She went. And, like, the camera panned to it. Like, obviously, the Waif needs to follow this. Arya went that way.
Yeah, like, that was fun.
But then my power went out.
Which sucks.
Arya cuts the candle, no more light. And I was like,
We didn't even get to see that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Three off-screen deaths. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. And then we come back, and we see blood in the hall. Bearded Jesus, Jaqen H'ghar shows up, and there's a new face on the wall, and it's not Arya, it's the Wave.
Did they avoid the off-screen death to like make us think that maybe it's Arya's face on the wall?
Yes.
I don't fucking no.
Because that was
if
not.
Because
that was terrible. If that was the case.
If they did, they're fucking stupid. I'm sad.
I don't know, but it was kind of there was. Anticlimactic at that point where she was like, I'm Arya Stark and I'm going home. And Jaqen was like,
okay.
Nod.
You choose right, girl.
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, that's probably been his thing the whole time. You know, she came over here for some reason to be this, but it was just so strange that she spent so much time at Braavos for. What exactly?
Imagine if.
I mean, look. I mean,
in the last. Go ahead.
They foreshadowed her not becoming a faceless man when she first came to Braavos, and she had hid the needle away. She hid it
every time.
Like we knew from the start that she was not going to become a faceless man.
We knew from the Stark.
You're the worst.
I know.
Stop talking. I'm gonna I know. End your
like. Okay, imagine if the thing that we did last week in the episode where all the people got slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if that lasted a season and a half, and they all just ended up dying. That's what this is. The Wave died, and what are we gonna see Jacken again? Who knows?
Probably.
She just walked away.
No, probably not.
You don't think so?
He gone. Story over.
Yeah.
Jacken ain't coming back in.
Jesus Christ.
John?
You're why? So proud of that one, aren't you?
Can we just stop the episode now? Can we just stop?
Oh, God.
You're welcome, everyone. Oh, shit.
Anyway. Go ahead.
Anyway. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure if anybody else wanted to talk more about the episode. I remembered something I wanted to say.
Sure.
About, you mentioned that there's no more trial by combat, and that happened this episode, obviously.
Yeah.
I forgot there was something really cool that happened, and this episode reminded me, in the Hedge Knight, books, there was essentially a trial by combat, but it was done in a different way. It was called a trial of seven, essentially.
Okay.
Or a trial by seven. I can't remember exactly. I think it was a trial of seven. It was essentially like, let's say it was, it was Cersei versus, High Sparrow. Each of them pick seven champions, or rather six other champions, and they all fight in a big like melee.
Okay.
Sir Duncan. He had to do one of those, and it ended up with Baratheons fighting Baratheons and Targaryens fighting Targaryens, and it was really fucking cool. And I was thinking that it was about 100-ish years ago, so it'd be cool if they did that again. But yeah. I don't know, with fucking Tommen outlawing trial by combat. So I was thinking of that as they mentioned it, and I was like, well, fuck. That's sad. Yeah.
So, okay. So let's talk.
Let's talk rumor talk.
Yeah. So what I wanted to talk about the Lady Stoneheart thing is there's a couple things kind of cycling around a little bit, and I'm kind of leaning
towards
this.
Give me hope,
this.
Jordan.
Okay. So from the like fireside chat we see with the Hound and the rest of the Brotherhood, we get the fact that they're heading north to help with the Battle of the White Walkers.
Yeah, I think so.
So Beric Dondarrion, obviously still alive. He has not resurrected Catelyn by this point. That's not going to happen. Catelyn is 100% probably not Lady Stoneheart.
That we know.
There's still a chance, though. What I'm thinking is Sansa's pretty stupid. She's probably going to get herself killed. And I'm kind of thinking Beric is going to have something to do with bringing Sansa back to be Lady Stoneheart. But in a different storyline. I know that Lady Stoneheart in a book was the one that like helped like kill all the... Everybody like in the Riverlands and stuff. But I think there's still a purpose for Lady Stoneheart in the north, not Riverlands area. Possibly.
I see what you're saying. I hope that's not the case, though.
That would
just
be
because
lame.
Another Stark coming back to life would be really like, or rather anybody else coming back to life, even if it was Stoneheart, I guess would be a little lame, but
it's very off chance, I guess, but I think there's still a slight chance that there's still a Lady Stoneheart. I almost said Lodi Stoneheart.
Lodi Stoneheart, yeah. I never know. I hope we just have something cool laid out for us. I'm like depressed on the thrones at the moment.
Hopefully next episode kind of brings you out of that.
Yeah. If fucking Jon dies and like the season ends early on this episode or something, and Jon dies, and Ramsay looks at the camera and just goes, like, I wouldn't even be surprised. I'd be like, well, that, okay. And I'll just cry.
Dude, I mean, didn't Kit Harington shave his beard? Dude, if he dies, I swear to God.
Maybe he just, if he dies and we don't find out that he is somebody's son and or daughter, yeah, I will fucking cry. I'll be a total
I'm telling
sad.
You, if the show becomes like this depressing pit of sorrow, I'm going to read the books because I will have no option. I need Game of Thrones and it needs to go the way I want it to go. God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it, Bobby.
I also noticed, like, John doesn't seem to be the same Jon Snow he used to be. He seems very depressed.
I think he's a little scared.
Motherfucker died.
He died. He seems to, like, not really have much of a purpose. It feels like he doesn't have much of a purpose. I mean, this whole time.
He doesn't seem confident.
This whole time, he's kind of been, like, you know, fighting for, you know, we need to fight the White Walkers and all this stuff. And then Sansa's like, I need to take Winterfell back. And he's like, I don't want to do that.
So, John's a sad.
John,
as a fellow John, how do you feel about John being sad?
Yes.
As a fellow John,
same spelling, too.
Even the same stupid spelling.
It's not stupid, okay? It's accurate. And I feel sad because John, we had a lot of expectations going into the season. And especially like when he first came back to life, he was just like, I'm done. I'm going to go be somebody because death made me think differently about life. And now he's not that way. Now he's just same old sad John.
Yeah.
So death really taught him nothing.
Yeah, because he knows nothing.
You know nothing, John Prosser.
Now they just need to bring back Ygritte and I'll be happy.
Oh, maybe she's Lady Stoneheart.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Too bad she was burned.
A lot.
She's a pile of ashes.
All the way. Yeah. All the way burned.
Lady Stoneheart is most likely not going to happen, but there's the...
But that makes me so sad, because I think out of all the theories we've talked about, that made me the most excited, because I had no idea about Lady Stoneheart until this podcast.
I fucking blew your mind all over the back of your room there.
Jesus. And I was super excited, and now I'm just super let down.
You're sad, John.
It's because Brian did it. The show didn't even do it to me. Brian did it.
You're normal-sighted, not excited.
You're John... You're sad John, too.
I'm sad John, yeah, too. Are there any other theories that, like... So, Clegane Bowl's not happening.
John, RL plus J.
That's happening.
Or RL
that's
equals
gonna be J? The, that's going to be the end of the show.
Wait,
that's how
RL plus J?
RL Stein, Goosebumps.
Oh. Oh, my God. Liana and Rhaegar?
Richard.
Richard Nixon.
Linda and Richard equal James.
Oh my God!
Do you know what I mean? Though, like,
yeah, I do.
We're out of theories. We are out of them.
Yeah,
they just shut them all down. And I think that Jon Snow's parentage is going to be like the only thing they reveal, and that's going to be the end of the show. And I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah,
Jon's going to be like, "No shit,
we knew that."
Yeah, but that's the thing is like that. It was our fault. It was theory that we dug into. Like
that's our fault, yeah.
Like that we kind of set ourselves up for. That we know it's going to happen. If we were just, you know, normal people and watched the show like everybody else, we would be like, no fucking way, that's so cool. But because we were
what happens next? What the fuck? Oh my God.
You know.
Somebody's lying.
We're expecting it. We're expecting a lot of things.
Somebody's lying.
I don't want to be sad about it, but I am.
What? Here's something. What all did we see for the teaser for next episode? Other than
lots of death,
huge battle, massive battle.
I think we saw the Knights of the Vale at some point. I saw a screen cap on Reddit, which it looks like they had their banners, you know, of the Falcon of Arryn, or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I would hope that, you know, Littlefinger pulls like a. He just shows up on like a golden horse, and like at the top of a cliff, like and then rides down a hill and saves.
I mean, I hope, or else then Jon and Sansa are just left throwing a Hail Mary.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe. Oh, you know what? Here's a theory, actually.
Go ahead.
For Cersei, she's gonna go all Aerys Targaryen with the wildfire that's underneath King's Landing.
Okay. I wanted to bring this up.
That'd be cool.
Because when whoever the fucking guy next to her was like, my little bird Qyburn. Stuck into the rumors or something.
I bet that's what it was.
I think the Mad King stored wildfire all over the place in King's Landing.
I mean, that was his original plan. Remember when the Blackwater, Tyrion found all of it and used it?
Yeah. Well,
I bet there's some left.
Did he use all of it?
Probably not. He made a lot. Because
I think those are the rumors that they're talking about.
I believe so. I guess we'll see.
Oh, no. Video. We'll play. Don't play. No.
Yeah. Okay. Video. Right. Stop it.
I've opened a page and I had a video. Sorry.
but you saved it.
I did.
I don't know, man. I just.
What else did we see? I can't. Normally, there's like a website that I find that has like all the cutscenes, like screenshots of everything that we're going to see.
So how do you think this season ends now?
I swear to God, if the wall falls down, I'm going to be so pissed off.
I kind of called it. I called it from day one. The winds of winter, like. The horn of winter. That was Binge Podcast like 1 and 2 before you were here, Brian.
That was OG.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. We've been saying that for a few episodes. I was just kind of hoping
if it
more.
Doesn't happen, though.
Yeah, me too, actually.
But it's like a major twist.
I just don't want Game of Thrones to turn into Walking Dead.
It's not going to happen.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Game of Thrones, be better.
Yeah.
I know the writers are listening to this show.
Can it be the name of the episode? Game of Thrones, be better?
unfortunately, no. It is no one.
Correct. All right. Well, obviously, we're all losing steam, so I think that's time to...
It's not our fault. It's the episode's fault.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's time to call it End of Binged Podcast. You can follow us
We would normally have all these theories to talk about, but they shut them all down.
You're correct. Hopefully, I'm hoping we're going to find more to talk about after... Well, spoiler, I won't be here next week. That's even if...
Neither will I.
That's even if you two
I'll
can make it.
I'll do it myself. I mean, no, I won't.
No. And John, you don't think you'll be able to do one?
I mean, I might be able to do the podcast, yeah. I'm just saying I won't be here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where I am right now.
I won't be able to do the podcast, period. So if worse comes to worse, it's just you two either Monday or Tuesday even, if you can. If not, then...
I'm sure I can make it work at some point.
If not, we're just going to have a really long binged episode number 11 to talk about episode 9 and 10.
To be fair, we would have a really long one anyway.
True.
So but might as well just do that.
So... Yeah, if that's what's going to happen, then we're not going to have a podcast next week, which would be live June 20th. It would go out like the 21st. We won't have a podcast again until June 27th, Monday night, unfortunately. But we'll be here to talk about episode 9 and 10, the entire season recap. And we can even do, we can split it up. We can talk as much as we want until like an hour or so and just push more of it to the next week. And just call it like a season recap.
Yep, yep.
We'll do that. So, fortunately, it'll be 2 weeks. Until then, you can follow us at Binge Podcasts on Twitter. Brian?
At Bshoop with 4 O's.
4 O's.
And I was like a deer in headlights there for a second.
What do you want?
And at John_Prosser.
At John Prosser. Thank you.
Mr. Pooser.
Mr. Pooser. Jaren the Punisher.
Okay. All right. It's time to go. See you guys later.
Later, guys.
Goodbye.